Hi, I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is a 2019 Federal Budget Special for Community Radio, focusing on the key areas affecting our communities. Daniel, how much new investment are we seeing?
Well, the Treasurer said tonight, Rod, that we could expect to see cranes, hard hats and heavy machinery across the country. What a wonderful image that is. I can't wait. Just 2 years ago, they announced $75 billion in funding for infrastructure. They've upped the ante tonight. They've trumped themselves. They've added an extra $25 billion to that. Now, that is over 10 years. It's a little bit of a cheat there. I don't know why they just... Don't just assume that they'll be in government forever and say that they'll spend infinitely. But nonetheless, even though that is $100 billion over 10 years, there is a significant increase in spending over the forward estimates, a huge amount, actually. So compared to the budget last year, there's an extra $1 billion of spending next year, an extra $2 billion the year after that, and almost $3 billion in extra spending in the fourth year of the forward estimates.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, isn't it? $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion.
I guess that's how they did it.
Fantastic. And of course, look, you know, if you've got a bit of money to spare, you'd put up a parking lot, wouldn't you? And they've been doing this in their urban congestion fund, all this congestion that's happening.
That's true.
Give us a bit of a breakdown on all that.
So where the spending's going... you've heard of jobs and growth, haven't you, Rod?
Well, this has been mentioned.
Yeah, this is roads and rail. Okay,
right.
It's all about roads and rail. It seems that every single road in the country is going to get an upgrade.
Particularly in marginal seats, I've heard.
I have noticed that. We'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
Don't jump the gun, Rod.
Sorry.
So listen, the big items nationally, some of them are existing already. There's the Urban Congestion Fund. Mm-hmm. Now, originally that was $1 billion. That's added $3 billion over the forward estimates to be $4 billion. That's to fix the clues in the name, congestion. That's going to be targeting bottlenecks, helping commuting times, obviously high on voters' concerns. Now, yes, as you said...
And a lot of them are in marginal seats, aren't they? A lot of congestion.
Yes, yeah. a lot of congestion in marginal seats, indeed. A part of that is the car park fund, the commuter car park fund, $500 million. There'll be car parks right near train stations. I feel like you want to talk about marginal seats, Rod.
No, it's all right. You also said there's some rail projects. Western Sydney's got a lot of money being spent, hasn't it?
$3.2 billion. That's billion, Rod. $3.2 billion in Western Sydney. That's for a new rail link that's going to be... connecting the existing state railway to the new Western Sydney Airport that is, of course, being built now. And, of course, Western Sydney, as we know, a constant battleground. Now, marginal seats.
Yes.
You can be rest assured, if you live in a marginal seat, soon enough you're going to be looking at some fancy new shiny asphalt. You can just about...
And a nice place to park your car.
I've heard it said no marginal voter left behind, and that's certainly true in this scenario too. If we just look at some of the figures, in Sydney, you've got $50 million for the King George's Road. That's in the seat of Banks. The Liberals hold that on 1.4% margin. $50 million for the Homebush Bay Drive. That's Craig Launday's former seat. That's on a margin of less than 5%. Going to WA, there's $150 million for the Tonkin Highway. That's in the seat of Swan. That's on 3%. $207 million for the metro network in Pierce, that's on around 3%. So they're obviously focusing all of that money in marginal seats. As we said, the Western Sydney Railway, $3.2 billion, the constant battleground that is Western Sydney. They'll be getting a shiny new rail network as well.
Makes you want to buy an electric car from one of Bill Shorten's policies and drive that around.
We'll all be driving electric cars if it was up to Bill Shorten soon enough. But the real worry for the Liberals is that they seem to be spending in seats that were formerly safe. Albany, Durack, the Liberals held them on margins in the double digits. But after the 2017 WA election, we saw huge swings against them. So even those seats that were formerly safe are now in contention.